وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your sacrifices for his beautiful deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istufa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى وإذا قال الله تعالى وربك فكبر سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Al-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst the things that you mention of the greatness of Allah jalla jalaluhu are glorifying him, saying subhanallah, singing his oneness, saying La ilaha illallah, and praising him, saying Alhamdulillah. They bear themselves high around the throne, and they make a buzzing sound like that of a bee, talking about the person who uttered these words. Wouldn't any of you love that this be done for him, or that someone constantly talks highly about him? Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of a branch and shook it, but its leaves did not fall off. He shook it again, but its leaves did not fall off. He shook it again, and its leaves fell off. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Glory be to Allah, praise to Allah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. These words cause sins to fall off just as a tree sheds its leaves. Ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a Bedouin said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I tried hard to learn the Quran, but I was unable to do so. Teach me something that would make up for the Quran. He said, say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, say, Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. The Bedouin said these words and counted them on his fingers. He then said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is for my sustainer. Now what is for me? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say, Allahumma ghfir li, warhamni, wa'afini, warzuqni. O Allah, forgive me, show mercy on me, pardon me, and provide for me. And I think he also said, and guide me. The Bedouin then continued on his way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Bedouin has left having filled his hands with goodness. Al-Bahiki rahimahullah adds the following in his narration, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power and no might except through Allah. Al-Hasan narrates from Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, isn't any one of you able to do deeds equivalent to Mount Uhud every day? So the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is able to do deeds equivalent to Mount Uhud every day? So he replied, each one of you is able to do it. They asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is it? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah is greater than Uhud. La ilaha illallah is greater than Uhud. Alhamdulillah is greater than Uhud. And Allahu Akbar is greater than Uhud. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, 10 good deeds for each letter are recorded in his favor. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then graze freely. The companions asked, what are the gardens of paradise? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the masjids. I asked, what is grazing? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealthy people have gone ahead with all the rewards. They offer salah as we offer salah. They fast as we fast, and they give charity from the additional wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, has Allah jalla jalaluhu not given you that which you could give in charity? Every glorification of Allah jalla jalaluhu is charity. Every takbir saying Allahu Akbar, saying Allah is the greatest, is charity. Every praise of Allah jalla jalaluhu is charity. Commanding good is charity. Prohibiting evil is charity. Engaging in intercourse with your wives is charity. The companions asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will one of us fulfill his lust and yet receive a reward for it? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, tell me, if he fulfills his lust in an unlawful place, would it not be a sin on him? In like manner, if he fulfills it in a lawful place, it will be a reward for him. Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala an, the shepherd of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, excellent, excellent. How heavy these five things are in the scale. They are la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and a righteous child of a Muslim who passes away and the father expects the reward thereof. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, when I relate a hadith to you, I produce to you something that confirms it from the book of Allah. When a person says, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar wa tabarakallah, an angel holds onto these words and tucks them under his wings. He then ascends with them. He does not pass by any group of angels without their seeking forgiveness for the person who said them, till he brightens thereby the countenance of the mercy of Allah. Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala then recited this verse, it is for him that the good words ascend and good deeds elevated. The reward for he who says the above words or any one of them 100 times or more. Mus'ab ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala narrates, my father related to me thus, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, is any of you unable to earn 1,000 rewards every day? One of those who were sitting there asked him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can any of us earn 100,000 rewards? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he should glorify Allah that he says subhanallah 100 times. 1,000 rewards will be recorded in his favor, or 1,000 sins will be wiped off his record. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says la ilaha illallah 100 times and Allahu Akbar 100 times, it will be better for him than freeing 10 slaves and slaughtering 6 camels. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah and praise be to him, it will be equivalent to 100 camels if he says it 100 times. He who says alhamdulillah 100 times, it will be equivalent to 100 horses saddled and reined in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu. He who says Allahu Akbar 100 times, it will be equivalent to 100 camels slaughtered in Makkah Mukarramah. Ummihani radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by me, so I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am gone old and weak, so teach me something which I could say while I am sitting. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Glorify Allah, say Subhanallah 100 times, for it will be equivalent to your freeing 100 slaves from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. Praise Allah, say Alhamdulillah 100 times, for it will be equivalent to 100 saddled and reined horses which you take in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Say Allahu Akbar 100 times, for it will be equivalent to 100 camels accepted for sacrifice. Say La ilaha illallah 100 times. Abu Khalif says, I think he said, it will fill the space between the heavens and the earth, and no deed better than that will be raised up on that day, unless someone else also does the like of what you did. Hakim rahimahullah adds the following to his narration and also say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might and no power except with Allah. It will leave no sin, and no good deed is similar to it. The reward for saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. Wealth and sons are an adornment in the worldly life. Good deeds of lasting merit are better with your sustainer as a recompense and better as a source of hope. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Engage in good deeds of lasting merit in abundance. He was asked, What are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, saying, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Because they are good deeds of lasting merit, they shed sins as a tree sheds its leaves, and they are from amongst the treasures of paradise. Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, No person on earth says لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Without his sins being atoned, even if they are equivalent to the foam on the ocean. And Hakim rahimahullah adds the following to his narration, وسبحانالله والحمد لله. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, He who says سبحانالله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, My servant has accepted and submitted totally. Abu al-Mundhir al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked, O Prophet of Allah, teach me the most superior speech. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu al-Mundhir, say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. 100 times each day. If you do so, you will be the most superior person on that day, except for he who also says the like of what you said. And say, Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance, because it is the best form of seeking forgiveness. It atones for sins. And I think he said it makes paradise incumbent. We have read so many ahadith on the virtues of the third kalima and the fourth kalima. And they were constantly repeated, and I didn't omit any of them to give you the various dimensions of the importance of these kalimat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and the hidayat of reading them in abundance, and draw from the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and come close unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.